I'm not sure how we can revive those discussions.
But assuming we discuss, is this Atwoli likely to agree with us?
No, Atwoli is on our side. We have funded it. No problem. We are going. There's no way he's going to agree with you. We are. He's with us.
There is no way.
Atapigania kweli kweli ata he'll be one of the last people with us. We've opened all guns blazing. We've got step 2, 3, 4. But anyway, whatever those are.
Yeah.
You have to do what you have to do because as a CEO, you've been mandated to have action.
Yes.
The problem is.
Yeah.
In front of the prof,
yes,
and look him into his eyes and say some of these policies are wrong.
But it
will not be done this way. You need to look into his eyes and tell him that.
But you know, you have to come up with a better alternative. For example, FKE are just in that group. They are telling us nothing. And
I know you, but the board you have is incompetent. We've also agreed that that is a fact. And the incompetent board is because of internal issues amongst all the constituencies. So you don't have a board that is vibrant and strong.
Yeah.
So I'm really sorry about that because I don't think they're adding value to your job. You see, in my company, my board should add value and it should increase stakeholder value.
But we have a chairman who is your guy, your learned friend. He's a professor and a doctor.
Which one? Your chairman?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, anyway, if NHIF was my company, I would have changed. I would have not put that chairman. I would have not put many of the board members. You see, the way I choose my board members,
yeah,
need to add value.
Yeah.
Now, here, I think they are being friends. You know, it's prof's friend who was given chairmanship.
Yeah.
Even a 6-year-old Kenyan knows that. So, unfortunately, you have a very poor board. I must say, it's not competent.
Yeah.
I don't envy your CEO position.
Yeah, to a larger extent.
Because if I was the CEO, I would have liked a board that would bring me value and improve my image and shareholder value. So,
yeah.
That is one. The second thing is, he's a very intelligent guy, the minister.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are still scared to talk to him about what is in your heart.
No.
You are not able to tell him off.
No. You know what I'm seeing myself is, all what we want to do can be done. That's no doubt about it. And even, I think even you know that.
Yeah. And all Kenyans must belong to a health plan of their choice. There should be choice in financing and there should be choice in provision.
Correct.
Non-negotiable for me, and this is my clear message given to Prof.
Yeah.
But it seems to be falling on deaf ears.
But which country do you can you quote anywhere that
I have
quoted, succeeded?
I've quoted Chile. Chile is the closest example.
Yeah. What do they do?
They have an authority.
Yeah.
Which allows all schemes, whether it's private or public, to be regulated under one common umbrella.
Yeah.
If you do not belong to a government scheme, you must belong to a private scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And they have got 75% coverage.
Yes.
So, if you want examples, there are several examples. And we are in a unique situation.
Yeah.
Horses for courses. So, we have to design a horse.
Yeah.
For the Kenyan course.
Yeah.
So, this issue of saying contribution by employees, I can raise it because it was archaic. Nimesema no.
Yeah.
Nimesema no. You cannot, what you must say is every Kenyan must belong to a minimum benefit package scheme, which is designed as X, but you buy from whoever is offering it and is regulated
by
Kenyan.
But in that case, who will be assisting the poor? Because, you know, the fund is a national health and it is geared towards assisting the poor. And whatever we are doing,
currently you are not helping even one single poor person.
No, we do.
Because the poor are 20 million Kenyans who cannot even afford the informal sector contribution that you are talking about. These guys are the poor and the indigent.
Let me tell you, you know, when you are talking to a rich man like you, you don't know that the person who is giving us 160 is actually poor to a larger extent.
Now, we are talking poor in relativity. If you talk poor in Kenya, and you talk about the 20 million below a dollar a day, you're not touching it.
Because, for example, let me ask you. You have been running so many schemes.
Right.
How comes that you have never targeted that sector, the lower level?
Because, I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
The cost of doing business
is
still high. For me to open a clinic,
I
have to pay rent in commercial areas.
Yeah.
I have to buy a plot. I have to pay electricity. I have to pay salaries. Cost of doing business in running a hospital is still high.
Uh-huh.
The cost of salaries is still high. The government does not subsidize me 1 shilling for my payroll.
Yeah.
I pay my own salaries to my doctors, nurses, pharmacists, radiologists.
Correct.
I have to buy my own equipment.
Uh-huh.
And I have to actually run operations and maintenance myself. In fact, I pay for fuel for generator because this guy does not give me power.
Yeah.
I buy water.
Correct.
All this is a cost to me. Whereas a government facility, I run 30% of it. Because, in fact, the entire government facility is run by my money. It's my tax money that I get from my clinic.
Yeah.
That is paying salaries of a government minister, including the doctors.
Correct.
So, in fact, my tax money is what is subsidizing the government facilities. And they are the ones who should be looking after the poor. Because I'm paying, out of every 10 shillings, I'm giving them 3 bob.
No, you know what I meant?
Yeah.
Is that, should you come below what you are currently covering? Because I know you have skimmed the top. Should you come below, you will allow the government and NHIF to go downwards. But when I look at what is offered now, for example, in your place, the services are not even like what we gave out.
Yes.
But they are very expensive when you compare it with NHIF also. So I know why, because you want to take money to invest. But
in my scheme,
you
can imagine the private schemes, insurance schemes, are making profits of between 4% and 5%.
No, that is inefficiency pure. Because if you gave me that money, how can I not make money, honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you earn,
if you reach 2,500 capitation per person per year for outpatient care, is unsustainable. It will never be enough. The only way I can do it is I'll put a Panadol in my pharmacy, kila mtu nakuja kwanza nachukua Panadol and take money.
That is you. But there will be somebody who would want to do it. And the issue is, it depends on our monitoring. If we cannot monitor properly, then it will happen. If we did, then I believe it will happen, and I've seen it. If you look at India, for example, I was with the Indian guys here yesterday.
Right.
They have a cover of $8 for the whole year. $8 is 600 shillings. And it accesses...
Did you ask them what are the exclusions?
No, they don't have exclusions for the poor. Actually, what they have is the basic, you know, the one of the KEPs. KEPH, Kenya Essential Package.
Is it limited to one provider?
No, it is not. I think it has around 4 or 5, but it is a network.
And how many members do they have?
300 million only.
And what about sustainability? Does the $8...
It sustain. Now, what they are giving out is transport.
Yeah.
And... They are giving transport and what else? They are giving transport and... a moment, there is somebody looking for me. No. Okay. Ngoja. Tuendele tu. Now, what they are doing is transport, which is... I think they do for... ambulance.
Okay.
And something like ambulance, they do. They also purchase things for new babies. And I think food. After realizing that $8 per year was more expensive than what they had imagined, and when they went, they had gone for the open market. They were quoting $600.
Wow.
So let me tell you, these things can be done. Only that, as we really don't want to look at it in terms of the morbidity. You know, also doctors should tell us, not everybody is going to be sick.
But that is where I differ with you.
Yeah.
If you give me 100 people in a company,
yeah,
and you say only 30 will fall sick.
No, most likely, yeah.
30% is what you guys are using. 30% will fall sick.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And out of those 30, they will make 4 visits.
Yes.
So you are saying from 100, a population of 120,
yeah,
100, of 100 people, they will make 120 visits in a year.
Correct.
Which is very, very unlikely for our, from our side. And that is something that Olubai is not willing to sign. If he signs that statement.
No, but Olubai, you know, is an accurist and he can do that. Because he has been doing it anyway.
He's refused to sign a statement from our side saying that if you take a population of 100,
yeah,
they will make 120 visits in a year for outpatients. Especially when it is free, unlimited. I disagree, and that is where we that is where the numbers completely differ. Because I think we are looking at 400.
Yes.
You guys are looking at 120 and I'm looking at 400 visits in a year when it is free of charge. If you introduce co-payment,
yeah,
I can agree. But if you are not introducing co-payment,
it might go up.
They are willing to pay for transport and they will bust the 120. And are you saying that 120, that means out of the 10 million members,
yeah,
you are now catering for 12, is it 12 million visits?
Yeah, something like that. There you are.
And in 16 billion shillings. So you're probably saying 1,000 more visits.
Which is a good amount, you can see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my problem is the 120 is where we differ. In the whole discussion, it's the 120 where we differ.
But, okay, what we do, we need to discuss, including your newfound friend now called Atuoli and FKE.
Yeah.
Na usipatia ye mingi sana. Ni mtu mzuri. No, lakini, no, he should also see sense in the sense that we are assisting his members.
Yeah, you can imagine Kotu,
yeah,
is a board member with you.
Yeah.
And they're the same people who've taken you to court.
But because of what you said,
the people who are representing the institutions on the board,
yeah,
are not competent. And what you should do is you should reshuffle those guys. You should have criteria. This issue, yako sema we patia mutu.
Yeah.
And then you guys buy them off and you take them for these trips and world tours and all these things. Hiyo jina haribu kichwa ya our board members yenu. These board members you have are bovu kabisa. They are like prostitutes.
No, no. And also, you know, it depends with what you tangle out there, bwana. If the carrot is so big, what do you expect them to do given, yeah, the background?
Don't bring prostitutes on the board. You know, they are for sale. But get people who have got brain power. Don't bring prostitutes.
We are going to see the best we can do, but we will find some middle ground.
Yeah.
If there is any, then we move forward, because I maneno ya kotini itatusumbua bure. Or do you suggest NHIF to stick with inpatient? Yeah.
It will give you my view about what improvements in and impatient you can do. So for now, stick to impatient. That is what my suggestion would be.
So, so I'll come with my demand also so that we can talk of what amount do you want me to charge, because 20
yeah,
years, Bana.
I'll pay you more.
Yeah?
I have no problem paying you more. I can even pay you double.
Yeah.
Or whatever we are paying. But if you show me an improvement of inpatient, I will pay you double.
No, we will. In fact, I will even ask you to do what you want me to do with your table. Because I believe we are ready.
I can show you.
Yeah.
I can show you. Especially my exclusions, chronic illnesses, and long term.
Yeah.
If you get me to treat those cases.
Yeah.
I will tell the entire private sector to pay you double from next month, and they'll pay you. You will get. You're collecting how much? 4 billion currently.
On billion. Around 6.
I will give you another 6 billion.
Not about that Atuoli. Will he agree?
Yes, I say yes, he will say yes. There is no way he's going to say no, by the way.
Once
we give a go ahead, he will say to Edele.
So. But so let me also consult.
Yeah.
And then we talk.
Okay.
Asante.
You let me know.
All right.